Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics.
Welcome back to another Goffins. Stampede Blue Coltscast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dangley. Tonight, we are getting into the running back situation for the Indianapolis Colts, talking about where they stand, kind of what they could be looking to do in the backfield for the future. It's been a position that we've talked about long and hard over the past couple years, trying to figure out what the future of that backfield was going to be. A lot of people are wanting guys like Le'Veon Bell. They want these big name guys, and we've seen over and over again that that's just typically not going to be what Chris Ballard shoots for, and not in this point in the construction of this roster anyways, I would suggest. So let's look at the Colts running backs right now, and then we'll talk about kind of what's available, what we expect from them, and we'll go forward with that tonight on tonight's show. So look, we've got Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins. And the Colts also have Jonathan Williams on the roster right now at the running back position. All these guys, you know, pretty – I mean, Mack and Hines are the two lightest, but Mack's got 6 foot on him. Hines, obviously, the weapon that they chose to split out. They use in the backfield occasionally at 5'9", under 200. And then you've got Jordan Wilkins, who found some success this year at 6'1", 216. We didn't see anything from Jonathan Williams this year, but he's a little bit more of a bruiser at 6 foot, 220, almost 225. So you look at that and you see the youth, okay? 24 years old from Jonathan Williams, 24 from with Wilkins, 22 for both Nyheim Hines and Marlon Mack. So you see that there is youth in this backfield. Now, can they – I mean, look, Marlon Mack showed us what he could do this year. He had several 100-yard games. He had a couple 150-yard games, had some big runs, showed his explosiveness, showed his ability to create and find the holes and to hit them quickly when he did find them. But he wasn't quite as consistent as we hoped. Look, his third year in this system or in this spot with the Colts is going to be as important for him as anything in his career. You worked a year underneath Frank Gore. You showed that you had some explosiveness. You didn't really do a great job in putting it on the field. Second year, you come back, you look a little, you know, early on, the Colts don't really have much of a running game. After that, the Colts start getting the running game pushing forward, and you see what Marlon Mack can do with some blocking and how he can create some and get himself in space and get some extra yardage. We saw him make some cuts. We saw him get to the edge. We also saw that he is a little different in terms of for a guy his size. 6 foot, 210, is he a guy who is going to run through arm tackles? He doesn't always, and that was one of the critiques that I think I have about him the most. I think most of it is self-preservation, though. I think that once he gets tackled high, he goes down quicker. He doesn't want to break a leg, have somebody roll up on him. But he tends to, when he's tackled low, to try to run through what he can. So I think Marlon Mack has at least solidified himself a roster spot next year for sure, just because of how much he improved from last year to this year. It'll be interesting to see what he has on the field next year. Now, is he the starter? I think he is the kind of de facto starter at this point without question. What they decide to do free agency-wise is going to be something, you know, that we'll have to keep an eye on. But let's move down the rest of the Colts running backs for right now. Jordan Wilkins, safe for next year? No, I wouldn't say so, but still. A draft pick by Ballard, both he and Hines, coming in to this year were both used. Hines was, like I said, a little more of that weapon as opposed to a straight running back, whereas Wilkins was almost exclusively out of the backfield, wasn't used a ton in the receiving game, and didn't really look good in the passing game either, to be quite honest with you. So I don't think that he, honestly, or Hines would be guaranteed roster spots at this time next year, because there could be nothing done, and the Colts could be happy with what they do or what they have in the backfield and maybe add a kind of a tertiary piece there to rotate in with those guys. But they could also, you know, try to make a little bit of a move off of some of the young guys that are available in free agency. It just kind of depends. There's some guys who are young, some guys who are successful, and some guys that are just probably too old, even though they were successful last year for Ballard's taste. So I don't, honestly, just off the top of my head, I do not expect a ton to be done in the backfield. Could they draft somebody? Yeah, they could. I personally just don't necessarily see it happening. Could they look somewhere in free agency? I think it's actually far more likely that they do that, to be quite honest with you. I think they would probably choose to unload a little bit, some more on defense with their draft picks, especially in the front four. I think that their draft picks also need to be created for defense for the most part. I think that a lot of what they want is to use it on the defensive side of the ball. They may want to shore up an offensive line spot. They may have another couple, maybe a tight end. Never know how much Doyle's going to go. When we look at Mo Alie-Cox, yes, but is he somebody that you just say, no, we're not going to go get a guy because of that? You know, I don't think so. So I think the draft picks are going to be, I think the Colts have a definite idea of where they want to go with their draft picks. So let's look at what is on the market, so to speak, here at running back. There are some younger guys that are exclusive rights, free agents. Nobody really, in my opinion, that the Colts would try to use to upgrade necessarily. I don't think that they would be worth it. A Gus Edwards, a guy out of Baltimore, might be one. Should Baltimore kind of relinquish him, a hold on him. He's 24, had over 700 yards receiving this year, 700 yards rushing this year. Wasn't much of a receiver. But you got other guys in there, like T.J. Yeldon wasn't a great back in terms of his running game, but he had almost 900 yards, in fact, a little bit over 900 all-purpose yards, and had five total touchdowns for them in the receiving game. So is that somebody that the Colts may want to go after? I don't know. Price tag for what you're going to get on the return, I don't know that that's something that they'd be interested in. I don't think that he's going to be increasingly expensive either. My point is only that Ballard is going to pay for what he expects in return. I don't know that he would expect much in return for T.J. Yeldon. Just my assumption there, looking at that. But other guys here on the free agency, one of the Colts running backs, like I said, Jonathan Williams, he's a free agent this year. He's still 25. Do they like him? I don't know. He didn't really have much to offer this year, obviously, and that's fine too. But, you know, a guy like Jalen Richard, maybe he's somebody that peaks him. He's 25 years old. There's a couple other guys. Mike Davis, he had four rushing touchdowns this year for Seattle. Amir Abdullah, he didn't do much at all this year, if anything. And I think that he was injured for a good part of that or just inactivated or something. But there is a guy on here that it really kind of makes me wonder here. And I don't think that he's a guy that you say, that's the guy I want to go get. But if you're looking for all kinds of production, and I'm not just talking yardage here, but you're looking for a guy who can run, a guy who would look good in the Colts running scheme, and a guy who can catch out of the backfield and do something with the ball after he catches it, is Tevin Coleman. 26, he's an unrestricted free agent for Atlanta. 800 rushing yards, almost 300 receiving yards, 9 total touchdowns. So I think that that's something that the Colts might look at just to kind of see what they've got with him or what they could have with him. He's 26. You guys remember just a few drafts ago, he was a guy that a lot of people wanted. He looked really good in Atlanta in his rookie season, even his sophomore year there. He was productive as well. Just I think that he kind of fits a little bit better within the Colts offense if the Colts were to go after somebody that they may have to pay a little bit of money for. I don't think that he would be an instant number one, but I think that the Colts' backfield gets significantly better when you have a guy like Tevin Coleman and a guy like Marlon Mack in your backfield. I think that that would be pretty interesting, to say the least, and I think that that would improve the backfield quite a bit. Then you might have Jordan Wilkins as your number four, or you create basically a wide receiver slash running back position for Nyheim Hines as well, to keep him on the roster and have four running backs on the roster. So I think that that's a possibility. Looking around for some of these other guys, there's just not a bunch that I don't think that the Colts would really be interested in. Latavius Murray, he's 28 right now. He had 6 scores last year. But then you get into some other guys that are bordering on 30 years old. You know, Mark Ingram was impressive this year. He's an unrestricted free agent from the Saints, and he's had 7 touchdowns, less than 900 yards total, though, for the year. So there's not a lot out there in terms of fitting the range that the Colts are wanting in terms of age versus money. And I think that probably Tevin Coleman would probably be one of the better picks here. If, like I said, if Gus Edwards gets free, I think he's an interesting watch. I don't think that he's a guy that anybody would put their stamp on and say, that's the guy. But I think that that's somebody that it could be. I mean, it could be somebody that the Colts would be interested in or intrigued in at 24 years old. You know, over 700 yards rushing, couple touchdowns, but just was pretty productive with what he did. And he played in 11 games. So, I mean, he had quite a bit more rushing yards than several guys on here that played all 16 games or even were in 15 to 14 game stretches as well. So I think this running back situation, while I think it doesn't really lead to any hardcore answers in terms of what the Colts should do, I think it leaves intrigue because there's a couple guys in there that could, like I said, that fit the age, fit the production. Coleman is kind of injury prone, though. We talked about him, so I wonder if that would be something that they would worry about. All in all, if the Colts don't feel like they got somebody, you know, that's really worth all that in a free agency market, maybe they just go to the draft in later rounds and try to find another guy. Maybe they just try to find a pick. Maybe a guy, somebody gets released between now and then that nobody expects, and the Colts want to claim them. There's a lot of things that can happen. As of now, with the current, just assuming that the guys that are on free agency list do come available, that might be the only guy that I could really see getting real intrigue from the Colts in terms of what he could produce, what that would do for the Colts' backfield. Wouldn't really give them a powerhouse back there, which the Colts might need. But Jordan Wilkins did a pretty stinking good job for not being considered much of a power back this year. He did a pretty good job of lowering his head and getting some tough yards, I thought. He was definitely seen as a finesse back coming in. And I think that I wouldn't say he proved anybody really wrong. I would definitely say that he proved that he was more than capable of taking some physicality to the other team's front line. So the running back position is going to be interesting. I think another guy that's interesting as well, who's in this young category, would be, you know, maybe an Alex Collins. I mean, he's also for Baltimore. He's only 25. Not a ton of production, but 10 games, over 500 yards, 8 total touchdowns. That's production. You know, no matter how you really want to slice it, whether you want to look at yards, you want to look at touchdowns, so the situations he was in, one of his biggest issues, and Rashard's for that matter as well, is their inability for ball control. Both of them had 3 fumbles on the season, so that would be something that the Colts will have to keep an eye on as well and see if that's something that they think might translate next year or if that just happened to be, you know, crazy situations. We all have seen those, and we know how those kind of go by the wayside as well, depending on what the production was from that player and the positions that they were put in. So for right now, that's all I've got on the running backs. Like I said, a lot of this is preliminary, but if I'm going to say anything right now, I say if they all become available, I think that Tevin Coleman would be a smart buy here. And I think that because the Colts have plenty of money, they can spend a little bit of money. He's not a guy who's going to, you know, yield a massive contract by any means in terms of what some of these guys are going to be getting that aren't free agents right now, probably going to be getting extended and all that. So I don't see him as a guy who's going to really demand a ton of money. But at the same time, he's a guy who can make the Colts backfield considerably better. He's definitely a guy who's still in that youthful age that Ballard likes. And it would ultimately and almost instantly bring a receiving threat to the backfield who could also be capable of being a number one running back in terms of the running game to really kind of pair Marlon Mack with. And that would be a fun 1-2 punch, folks. I think that would be a lot of fun in the Colts backfield. But it would be pretty interesting to see what Wright could draw up to get both of them involved. And I think that might even take a little bit of relief off of the Colts in late downs if you have a guy like Tevin Coleman in there who was good in the passing game, but could, like I said, can also run it. And that'd be a lot of fun, I think. So other than that, I don't really see a lot going on right now. This is all preliminary. All this is very initial in terms of who's available, what's happening. After the league year is over, after the season and the Super Bowl, things will start happening at a much quicker pace, and we may revisit some of these situations as we go forward. So thank you guys all for listening. We'll go to tight ends next on the board, and we will have that for you tomorrow. I think we'll probably go ahead and do wide receivers, and then we'll get to the offensive line following that, and then we'll hit the other side of the ball and look at the defense, where I think we've got a lot to talk about. So thank you guys all for listening. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast.
Stampede Blue.
Hello, you're listening to Simone DeRochefort, one of the hosts of The Polygon Show. It's a show all about the video games that you'll never have time to play, brought to you by four friends who are just as passionate about food, soft drinks, and TV shows as we are about video games. Every Friday, we bring you a new hour of personal stories, like how we found the best way to play Yakuza 0, or even what happens when you play so much Zelda that you hurt your hands and can't play games anymore. Above all, we just have a really good time talking about the games that we love. Check out the show on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. You can also find us at Polygon Show on Twitter and send a tweet to say hi. Thanks for listening.